This strike is due to the deadlock on the negotiation. So the board of NBC, the national broadcaster, has agreed to a certain amount of money percentages when and then set a date for a signature. When the date for the signature of the agreement arrived, they suddenly just abandoned the agreement. Of course, they didn't want to sign the agreement for which they have negotiated and agreed only for signature. Therefore, the workers are on strike in the issue of demanding that their salary negotiation must be finalized in good faith. That is where we are today.
Now, but Job, the chairperson of the Namibia Broadcasting Corporation, Lazarus Jacob, says the workers who are on strike may be risking a hostile working environment by continuing the strike in spite of the ongoing negotiations. How do you respond to that?
I think what he says is something that he is talking from his own mouth, sucking from his fingers. Because the strike is a legal strike. The strike has followed the legal procedures in terms of our Labor Act. That's not an illegal strike. He should not come here and try to confuse the public and listeners, the worldwide, to think workers has been done these things without a negotiation. We have negotiated and we have gone through a deadlock and we have got the striking rules that we have put for ourselves, including the employer, him himself has signed for the striking rules, they have signed for it. They know we have presented them with the certificate of unresolved dispute. There is nothing illegal. It's not an illegal strike. So what he's talking is completely a lie.
Well, Job, subsidy that the national broadcaster received from the government has been reduced by 62%, and revenue generated by the NBC fell by more than 50%, some people are saying. Now, this makes the demand for an 8% increase and an increase in transport and accommodation and medical aid allowances demanded by the public workers very difficult for management of the NBC to accept. What do you say to that?
What you are saying does not hold water. The budget has been cut, but recently, last month, the managers has given themselves performance bonuses that has ranged up to 2.7 million. While they know the broadcaster does not have money. Is that true? Is that convincing to workers? Or even for us as trade unionists? Last week, you pay yourself a performance bonus of 500,000 per manager, and now you are saying you don't have money to increase the workers that are doing the actual work. I think somewhere there is a flaw in the story of telling the truth. So we must be honest. If you think the company does not have money, why do you want to go to a stage where you want to give managers only performance bonuses that goes up to 2.7